we go indeed on this Saturday morning. Thank you for waking up and joining us here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena as we get you set for another edition of DePaul Blue Demons Women's Volleyball. So glad you could join us here on this Saturday morning from the McGrath-Phillips Arena here in the great city of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on this morning's broadcast here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Glad you could join us on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, also on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. We begin day two with your DePaul Blue Demons as they take on the UW-Milwaukee Panthers. Both of these teams coming off of losses in day one of the Invitational yesterday. For the side of the UW-Milwaukee Panthers, they lost to the Northwestern Wildcats in three straight sets to begin day one of the DePaul Invitational yesterday. And the nightcap last night, which you saw right here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, it was DePaul falling to the Black Knights of Army West Point in four sets. So both these teams start the Invitational 0-1. Both are looking to break their losing stride from yesterday here today. Every team has two matches today, the four teams in this Invitational, that being DePaul, UW-Milwaukee, Army West Point, and Northwestern. In the second match here of the morning slate after this will be Army West Point taking on Northwestern. And then there's a break in the action for a bit during the afternoon. We then come back for the afternoon and evening slate when in the first match of the evening slate at around 4:30. And again, come out here to the McGrath-Phillips Arena and get some great volleyball to see for yourself here at the McGrath-Phillips Arena. It'll be UW-Milwaukee taking on Army West Point at 4:30. And then we'll be back on the air tonight at 7:30 when DePaul takes on Northwestern. So the final minute of the warm-ups are about to conclude. And we'll get to your starting lineups for both teams in just a moment. Let's meet your officials for today's match. You'll meet Devaney McLarty and Chris Hayworth, who officiated DePaul's match last night. And you'll hear from the public address announcer, Matt McLaughlin, throughout the broadcast here tonight as well. Want to again thank our terrific staff here at DePaul University for helping us get to what we need for our broadcast needs. I'm aggressor Alejandro Trevino, always doing A-plus work here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena and for DePaul University as well. As the final seconds tick on down, let's meet the coaching staff for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers, and we'll actually introduce everybody in just a couple of seconds. As we now will turn it over for the introductions of the national anthem to public address announcer Matt McLaughlin.
And we welcome you to DePaul University and McGrath-Phillips Arena. It is day two of an annual event. This is the 2017 DePaul Volleyball Invitational. Our first match of the day, the first of four, features the Milwaukee Panthers and your DePaul Blue Demons. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your caps and join us in honoring America with the playing of our national anthem.
Let's go ahead and introduce the starting lineups. We'll start with the UW-Milwaukee Panthers, who again in the day one portion of the Invitational yesterday, they lost to Northwestern three straight sets. They are coached by Susie Johnson, the head coach. The associate coach for the Panthers is Lindsay Vandenberg. The assistant coach is Eli Sharpin, and the athletic trainer, Emily Leskowitz. Now the starting lineup for the Panthers in numerical order. Kaylin Morgan, the 5'5 freshman from Germantown, Wisconsin. number 8, Jen Dore, the 5'11 sophomore from local here in Naperville, Illinois, proud of Naperville North High School. Number 9, the 6'2 middle, the senior from Greenfield, Wisconsin, and Jess Callis. Number 11, the libero, 5'6 senior, Mikey Olson. Bridget Wallenberger, number 12, the 6'2 middle from Carpentersville, Illinois. Number 14, Kylie Wilkes, the 5'8 sophomore from Union Grove, Wisconsin. And number 17, Caitlin Schultz, the 6'4 outside hitting junior from Port Washington, Wisconsin. And before we get to the DePaul Blue Demon starting lab, their coaching staff in her 8th season with the Blue Demon program, Nadia Edwards. Her assistant coach is in his 3rd season, Nick Pakis Jr. And in her 2nd season with the Blue Demon program, Ariel Wilson. So the video tribute continues to play. We'll get to the starting lines for the DePaul Blue Demons in just a moment. As again, it's going to be a long, filled, action-packed day here of some great Division I NCAA volleyball here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. So glad you could join us here on this Saturday afternoon and morning and evening, for that matter, as we'll be here all day long. So now let's go back to the public address and Matt McLaughlin to meet your starting lineup for your DePaul Blue Demons. There you have it, your DePaul Blue Demons starting lineup as follows. Kelsey Horvath, Rachel Briel, along with Maya Reed, Claire Anderson, Haley Boyser, Caitlin Coffey, and Brittany Maxwell. Best of 5 sets in NCAA women's volleyball. 25 points to win each set. Must win each set by 2 points or more. If we're at a 24-24 standstill, we'll play until somebody is up by 2. We'll have an intermission in between the 2nd and 3rd sets. It'll be the Blue Demons starting this one off going left to right in their royal blue jerseys, red trim, red numbers. And the libero, number 12, Haley Boyser, in the white jersey for DePaul. And for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers, they're in their white jerseys with the yellow trim and numbers. And their libero for the Panthers today in number 11, and Lexi Uzeldim, is in the black jersey, yellow trim, yellow numbers. If we get to a 5th set, they will start on the same side, each team, as they were for set 4. And then the first team to score 8 points is when they will rotate sides. You get to 15, win by 2, you win the set, and you win the match. Kelsey Horvath will get us started off here for the serving to start here on this early morning action here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Again, so glad you could join us here on the DePaul YouTube channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. So Horvath to serve as we begin a long day 2 here of the DePaul Invitational here at the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Horvath with the left-to-right serve, and we're underway. Play now for the Panthers to their left side. Goes right back to Boys at the 10-foot line. Horvath in front of that. Set near perch. Maxwell off the block and behind. It goes. DePaul strikes first. 1-0. Horvath back to serve once again. As the first kill there from Maxwell. Off the left to right. Play to the right side for the Panthers. Dig Boyser. Now coming up for the back line was Anderson at the 10-foot line to get it over. And Maxwell right there, front of the net to the near perch. Tapping that one straight on down. And it's 2-0 Blue Demons here early on. Kelsey Horvath to do the honors. Left to right on the serve towards the back line there for the libero in Olsen. Coming in set up from the back line on that one was Wilkes. As that one right tipped back over. Briel at the front of the net there, finding the opening of the defense of the Panthers. 3-0 Blue Demons. So a good start for DePaul here early on in this first set. They had a good first set to start last night as well against Army West Point. Horvath serve left to right. Playing up for Dore right side. Dig by Anderson towards the back. Horvath sets up. Maxwell left hand. Play at the net. Panthers can't get to it. Maxwell delivers again. 4-0. Blue Demons, quick timeout called by Coach Susie Johnson and the UW-Milwaukee Panthers. We'll take the timeout with them. DePaul rolling here early on in set one. Take a short timeout, come right back. And the DePaul Bluetooth channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
It's a quick and early 4-0 lead for the DePaul Blue Demons here against the UW-Milwaukee Panthers here on day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. Glad you could join us here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Ryan Fay with you here atop the McGrath-Phillips Arena here in the great city of Chicago, Illinois. Panthers called their first timeout. Horvath will continue the serving as it's been all Blue Demons here early on. The timeout whistle goes. We get play back underway. Horvath left to right. Play to the front of the net near perch. Set up. And that one falling down. First kill of the morning. Caitlin Schultz, the 6'4 junior from Fort Washington, Wisconsin, majoring in healthcare administration. First serve now, Bridget Wallenberger, 6'2 sophomore from downstate Illinois in Carpentersville. Rights left to Anderson. Horvath sets up near perch for Reed. Comes right back off the double block. Reed shoves it back over. Play now at the front of the net. Dig Horvath. Well done. Boys are 10-foot line left side. Maxwell to the front with a flick of the wrist. There it'll fall. Maxwell does it again. 5-1 DePaul. Somebody in and coming in will be the freshman and Shayla Ann Santos. The 5'8 freshman from Honolulu, Hawaii. Sarah gets some playing time in the latter stages of the match against Army last night. As Santos left to right on the serve, play to the front of the net, now right side. Double block answered. Brielle Anderson delivering. 6-1, Blue Demons. Santos once again back to serve. Santos, that one into her own side of the net. Service error for the freshman. Gives the Panthers their second point of the first set. Jen Dorr now in and serving. And Carmen Heilemann subs in at the front of the net. Right to left serve from the Panthers to Boyser. Front of the net, Horvath near perch. Brielt with authority. The 6'2 senior from Bad Axe, Michigan makes it 7-2 Blue Demons. Haley Boyser back to serve now. Boyser, the 5'3 senior from Westmount, Illinois. Left to right lob serve. Front of that for the Panthers, right side. And Santos can't get to that one. She was next to Horvath towards the back right corner for DePaul. So a kill for the Panthers as they're back within four now at 7-3. And now in and serving will be Lexi Uselding, the 5'8 sophomore from West Bend, Wisconsin. The right to left serve to Haley Boyser, 10-foot line Horvath. Near perch, Maxwell with the left hand. Dug up by Dorr. Play to the right side, and that one just staying into the back line. Good placement, Carmen Heilemann, the 6-foot freshman from Senden, Germany. So a couple of back-to-back points now for the Panthers. 7-4, DePaul still leads by 3. Off the right to left serve, it's Santos. Oh, and a misplay there by Santos. Kind of hit off her right forearm a little funny. And that'll qualify as a service ace for the Panthers, who are now within 2-7-5. Iseldi will be majoring in nursing at UW-Milwaukee. That one to Boyser. Horvath front of the net. Near perch, Caitlin Coffey off the double block. Panthers alive. 10-foot line play for Olsen. Another near perch. And that one going to be a point for the ball. 4 hits. That one did not get over. And now Brittany Maxwell to serve. So Maxwell to serve, the Redshirt junior from Macomb, Michigan. As Maxwell comes in with that dig, Horvat 10-foot line bump up Anderson left side, pushing it towards the back line of the Panthers. Panthers now at the front of the net, dig by Boyser, well done on her knees. As Maxwell trying to go for the kill to the back line, kept alive by UW-Milwaukee. Near perch, Coffee block, Coffee answers! Great iso block, Caitlin Coffee, 9-5, Blue Demons. That one kind of surprised the Panthers at their 10-foot line. Maxwell back to serve once again. Maxwell hits that into her own side of the net. Saw that a few times from Maxwell yesterday with a couple service errors against Army West Point, so hasn't been feeling it serving-wise over the last, I guess you could say, five sets overall. And she'll try to get out of that groove when she comes back in later. As this one towards the back for Boyser, Horvat 10-foot line, having to play that one at her left side was Anderson. Panthers now set up right side, falling away on that kill attempt. Whistle goes, point for the Blue Demons. Or I should say, excuse me, the Panthers. Net violation against DePaul. Trims their lead to 2-9-7. Panthers serving. Olson the serve. Olson the 5'6 senior from East Troy, Wisconsin, majoring in occupational therapy. Right's left serve to Santos. Horvath now sets up near perch. Coffee, but double block answered by the Panthers. Wallenberger and Wilkes to the near perch. As they are within one now, 9-8 our score. It's Olsen once again. Standing serve, Santos. Oh, and a misplay with Santos and Boyser at the back. Hit off of Banez there. Banez trying to set it up to her left, and Boyser and Santos didn't know who was going for it, so that's a service ace. As Santos comes out, Mackenzie Savage checks in. First time we're seeing Savage here this morning. As we're all squared away at 9. Olsen again, off the top of the tape. Falling on the side of DePaul. 10-9 Panthers. First lead for UW-Milwaukee here this morning. Olsen feeling it from back there serving as it's Boyser. Horvath left side. Front of the net, Anderson. 6-foot sophomore nails it down in the much-needed point to stop the rally and ride of the Panthers as we're all squared away at 10. Savage comes out. Reed comes into the front. As Claire Anderson, speaking of her, she's back to serve for the Blue Demons. Left to right from Anderson, play up there by Wilkes. Now to the right side, iso block, Reed, Olsen in play. Near perch, Wilkes again, dig Anderson. Horvat 10-foot line, send it right back over. Good dive there by Olsen. Play, it's Wilkes again, Anderson bumps it alive, plays back, battle at the net, Horvat. We go to Banez, Reed 10-foot line left side. Dig at the back by Uzeldin. Right side, front of the net, Boyser. Horvath, Reed, left side. That one just in and deflected out by the Panthers. So a long rally goes to the Blue Demons, who get the lead back at 11-10. Claire Anderson on the serve left to right. Play to the front. Coffee will get the point. Attack violation against the Panthers. DePaul back up to 12-10. Anderson left to right. Play now right side. That one's out. Not touched by Reed at the front. Attack error against the Panthers. DePaul back up 3, 13-10. So DePaul gaining momentum back as we're in the middle stages of this first set up by 3, 13-10. Play now Boyser. That was a hot dig that came back at her. Coffee answers back with a nice little block of her own. Whistle goes, net violation. Or I should say a double hit call for that matter against UW-Milwaukee. And Coach Susie Johnson takes a timeout. DePaul back up 4. We'll take it with them as the Blue Demons now feeling the momentum back on their side. We'll see if they can keep it up. We'll be right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel and on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Don't go away.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
It's a 14-10 Blue Demons lead here in this first set. Here on day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. So glad you could join us on this Saturday morning from the McGrath-Phillips Arena here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Faye with you here on the broadcast up top Section J here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. As the second timeout was called by the Panthers and Coach Susie Johnson. That'll be Claire Anderson back to serve off the timeout. DePaul up 4, 14-10. Left to right from Anderson. Play at the back line for Olsen. They play it now near perch left side over the double block. Dick Boyser on 10-foot line, Horvath, and that's going to be a double hit on Kelsey as she was trying to pass that one to Maya Reed at the left side at the front. So the point for the Panthers, as now in and serving will be number 5, Kaylin Morgan, the 5'5 freshman from Germantown, Wisconsin, majoring in biomedical science. Right to left serve there to Santos, or I should say Banez. Horvath passes to Coffey near perch, gets back over to the Panthers side. Oh, over the double block and staying into the white line to the right side of DePaul. Anderson couldn't get to it. Panthers get the kill. 14-12, our score. DePaul's lead trimmed to 2. He left-handed right to left served out to Banez. 10-foot line, Horvath pass left side. Reed pushing it over the double block. Good diving play to keep it alive there by Mongan. Coffey with the kill attempt. She succeeds. Caitlin Coffey to the near perch. 15-12 DePaul. And speaking of the senior from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, she's back to serve. Caitlin Coffey, a major offensive producer for the Blue Demons over the last couple of seasons. Left to right on the serve. Front of the net now. Panthers set up right side. Front of the net, block Reed. Same play again for the Panthers. Reed again to block it. To the crowd, the Panthers go to save it. They do, and they get it back over. Oh, and Coffey and Anderson, none of them were sure who was going to get it. Coffey backed away, and Anderson did at the same time. Boys are in, Coffey out, and a missed opportunity there for DePaul. Panthers get back within 2 because of it. Kylie Wilkes, the 5'8 outside hitting sophomore to serve from Union Grove, Wisconsin. Right to left to Anderson. 10-foot line, left side, Horvath will set it up for Reed. Over the double block with authority, hits up to the Raptors, hits off of Olsen and down. She ran out of real estate. 16-13, Blue Demons back up 3 here in the first set. Horvath now back to serve. Maxwell checks in, Banez goes out. Horvath, the senior from San Diego, California, with the left to right serve. Playing out of the front. Oh, and that one well placed and well executed on that kill. It was Jen Dorr, the 5'11 sophomore from Naperville, Illinois, product of Naperville North High School. Bridget Wallenberger now, the sophomore, will serve her right to left as Horvath sets up for Maxwell. 10-foot line off the double lock and out of play. I want to make a correction. I mentioned Carpentersville, downstate Illinois. It's actually in the far northwest suburbs of the Chicagoland area. The point is Jacobs in the Fox Valley Conference for Illinois High School Athletics. As Mackenzie Savage now in the serve. She comes in for Reed. Savage, the sophomore from San Jose, California. As the Panthers play to the near perch over the double block, dig by Boyser. 10-foot line pass, Horvath, left side clear. Anderson front of that, off the double block. Kept at the back line by Wilkes. Right side, tapping it over the double block. Maxwell digs it. Horvath pass, Brial tapping it on over, comes right back to Anderson. Horvath, near perch. Maxwell, got it. It's a pretty play every time DePaul gets in sync like that. And they go back up 4, 18-14. Savage for the serve and honors once again. Standing serve left to right. Front of the net, Panthers pass left side. Over the ice, the block. Oh, hits off of Boyser into the back wall and out. Point for the Panthers. They're back within 3, 18-15. Jen Dorr, the local Naperville, Illinois product. Majoring in kinesiology. On the right's left serve to Haley Boyser. Horvath sets up Maxwell. ISO block goes right back from the Panthers to Horvath as the Panthers get it right back. Double block. Panthers again. Set up another play. Left side over the double block. Dig Haley Boyser. Horvath. Left side. Anderson having to fall away on it. ISO block at the net. And the one-on-one battle there won by Jess Callis over Rachel Briel. Panthers back within two, 18-16. DePaul still leads. Dorr serves right to left. Anderson. Play to Horvath. Briel shoves it back over. 10-foot line set up from Dorr over the double block and down. Excellent kill. Caitlin Schultz, the 6'4 junior. Also majoring in healthcare administration along with teammate Kylie Wilkes. Timeout on the floor. Nadia Edwards and DePaul, who only lead by one now, 18-17. We'll take the timeout with them. Be right back here on the DePaul YouTube channel and on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Don't go away.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y conozcas muchas personas? El Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. Este programa especial te da el camino rápido a entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visita bionair.com/lombard y empieza tu carrera en broadcasting.
It's an 18-17 lead for the DePaul Blue Demons here in set one in the opening matchup here on day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. Glad to join us on the DePaul YouTube channel, also simulcast on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena here in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. Great city of Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for waking up and joining us here for some great NCAA volleyball here on this Saturday. As it'll be a Panther serve to come off the DePaul timeout, called by Coach Nadia Edwards, as the Panthers trying to get back into this match, trailing by 118-17. Right to left serve there to Boyser trying to go to Horvath, but that one hit off of Boyser on the setup a little too hard, and the service ace ties it at 18. Dorr on the serve to Boyser. Front of the net, Horvath near Perch Maxwell. Not deflected, out of play. So the attack here against Maxwell, and the Panthers now have the lead back. 19-18 our score. Dorr feeling it serving. Jump serve right to left. Off the top of the tape! It ran past Rachel Briel, who was trying to move to her left at the 10-foot line. She moved about a step too fast to try to get it. And back-to-back aces for the Panthers, 20-18. UW-Milwaukee up two. As we get into the closing stages of set one. Right to left, Anderson. Horvath set it up for Maxwell. Off the iso block, Panthers get it back to the near perch through the double block, dig by Savage. And Boyser passes 10-foot side for Anderson to get over. Quick shove over, but too far to the left and out. So the point goes to DePaul. Much needed point, they're back within one. Boyser back to serve. Boyser, the 5'3 senior from Westmount, Illinois, proud to Westmount High School. Left to right to Olsen. Pass set up right side, front of the net, off of Savage and down. Great kill, Carmen Heilemann, the 6-foot freshman from Senden, Germany. 21-19 Panthers. Panthers coming off of a 3-straight set loss against Northwestern yesterday. Overall, they're 5-3 on their 2017 campaign. Right to left serve to Savage, plays to Horvath to the right side near perch. Maxwell, that one hit off the near antenna. So that one will not count. Milwaukee will get the point, 22-19. Another timeout, Nadia Edwards and DePaul. DePaul down by three as we get to the closing stages of set one. We'll see if they can turn it around. And we'll be right back here on the DePaul Blue Tube channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com as well. Be right back.
Chicagoland Sports Radio is your home for all the latest Chicago sports news. CSR is not only the home to the most entertaining and informative shows in Chicago, but covers all the top college and high school games as well. Big guests and bigger personalities, this is your home for the greatest debates in sports. Broadcasting live from State Street in the South Loop. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Yes! SportstownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey.
Ooh, wow.
Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportstownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
It's a 22-19 lead for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers over the DePaul Blue Demons here in set one. Back with you on the DePaul Blue Tube channel. Also simulcast on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on this Saturday morning from the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Panthers serve. Right to left it goes to Boysen towards the back line. Pass to the front for Horvath and a point for the Panthers. Double hit on the senior center at the front. 23-19 Panthers. On the serve once again, it's Useldin. Horvath left side, 10-foot line. Anderson, oh, she's short. Set point now, Panthers, 24-19 our score. So serving for the set now is the sophomore from West Bend, Wisconsin. As it goes to Savage, Horvath, 10-foot line, Coffey tapping it right back over on a hook shot style. Caitlin Coffey gets the ball back within four. Brittany Maxwell to serve. Panthers, Maxwell with the left to right serve. Front of the net, Panthers play to the right side, front of the net, off the double block, Boyser to keep it alive. Over that 10-foot line, Anderson, front of the net, left side, and down off the double block it goes. Claire Anderson puts DePaul within three. DePaul rallying here, 24-21. Maxwell again left to right. It goes to Olsen. Play to the front of the net. Over the ISO block attempt to Coffey and down it goes. And the first set goes to the UW-Milwaukee Panthers by a score of 25-21. Both teams will switch sides. We'll begin set number two in just a couple of minutes. Be right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, also on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
When it comes to sports, Chicago craves a winner. At IMS, we crave creativity. My name is Sam Panionovich. I'm an instructor in the Sports Emphasis program here at the Lombard campus, and I've been so impressed with the way our students attack their work. From TV reels to radio shows to play-by-play, our students are constantly challenged to create. It's a hands-on class focused around getting reps and experience. With a group of students that are willing to learn and improve, the product keeps getting better and better. I'm Sam Panionovich, and I am IMS.
About to begin set number two here in the first match here on day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. Glad you could join us here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel. Also simulcast on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you here. Again, we'll have the final match of the night back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel at 7:30 when it's DePaul versus Northwestern. But some matches to come out and watch for yourself here at the McGrath-Phillips Arena. It'll be Army West Point versus Northwestern after this match. And then at 4:30, it'll be UW-Milwaukee versus Army West Point. So make sure you come on out as well to check out some great NCAA Division I volleyball. Both teams have switched sides for the second set. It'll be UW-Milwaukee left to right in the white jerseys, yellow trim, yellow numbers. And DePaul right to left in their royal blue with the red trim, red numbers. Haley Boyser, the libero, in the white jersey. And it'll be Mikey Olson in the black jersey for the Panthers. First set taken by UW-Milwaukee, 25-21. And they will begin to serve here in set number two. Uzeldi will serve. Or my apologies, that is Kylie Wilkes. Kylie Wilkes to serve to get set number two underway, and off we go. Left to right, Anderson. Now it's Horvath set up. Rachel Brialt starting off set two with a bang. 1-0 Blue Demons. Quick setup there to Rachel Brialt, and next thing you know, she gets the kill. 1-0 Blue Demons here in set two. Bania is now in serving, the 5'6 freshman from Northside College Prep here in Chicago, Illinois. The right to left serve is going to be a service ace for the freshman. Milwaukee could not corral it. 2-0 DePaul. Banias had a good day serving yesterday as well against Army. Right to left, it goes to Olson. Play now left side. 10-foot line over the double block and out. Not deflected off DePaul. 3-0 Blue Demons. So another good early start here for DePaul. Banias on the right to left. It's going to come right back, but out of play. Back to back to back to back to Paul, 4-0 here in set two. Same way we started set one, deja vu here in set two. Banez serves it towards the back, play to the near perch, off of Boyser and out of play. And UW-Milwaukee now on the board, trailing 4-1. Bridget Wallenberger now back to serve for the Panthers, the 6'2 sophomore from Jacobs High School from the far northwest suburbs in Carpentersville, Illinois. Left to right on the serve to Boyser. Front of that now comes right back off the top of the tape. Boyser sets up 10-foot line to get it right back over. Mongin played near perch, but answered. Anderson Brialt right there. Point to Paul, 5-1. Blue Demons here in set two. Brialt comes out, Coffey comes in. Boyser to serve. Haley Boyser, the libero in the white jersey. The right to left serve over to Olson. Pass now set up left side front of that. Double block, but out. That one hit to the scorer's table. And off that attempt, Panthers now within three at 5-2. In now and serving Jen Dore, the 5'11 setting sophomore. Left to right serve to Boyser behind the 10-foot line. Horvath path right side front of that. Caitlin Coffey answered, but out. Double block deflected out of play. 6-2 to Paul. Brittany Maxwell back to serve, the junior from Macomb, Michigan. Maxwell with the left-handed right-to-left serve. Front of that play near perch over the ISO block, dig Maxwell. Horvath pass right side, Coffey, double block again to Anderson to keep up in play. Oh, and Horvath tried to go right hand quickly over, but just short on the attempt. Falls back on her side. Panthers back within three at 6-3. And in now and serving for the Panthers, Lexi Uselden, a 5'8 defensive specialist and outside hitter from West Bend, Wisconsin, a product of West Bend East High School. Left to right serve for Savage, who just checked in. Oh, and Anderson trying to keep it in play on the kill attempt. Goes far to the back wall and out. And the Panthers now within two, 6-4. Uzeldi will have the honors again. Way behind the back line on the serve, actually left to right. Horvath sets up for Coffey and in. Caitlin Coffey gets DePaul back up 3-7-4. Reed now in for Banias at the front. As Claire Anderson goes back to serve, the 6-foot sophomore from St. Charles, Illinois. Alum of St. Charles North High School. Right to left to Olson. Playing out to the left side over the double block, Dick Savage. Now it's Horvath, 10-foot line, left side for Reed. And a misplay there at the back end by Uzeldine. gives DePaul the 8-4 lead. Zeldin kind of got jammed up with herself. They're not sure what she wanted to do on that play. And DePaul back up four at 8-4. Anderson right to left to Olsen. Now it's Dorr, right side. ISO block, but out. 8-5, Blue Demons lead trimmed to three once again. Mikey Olsen now to serve. The 5-6 libero. That one to the back for Anderson. Horvath now near perch setup. Reed. That one way out to the Panthers bench, and behind it goes. And the Panthers now within two, 8-6. It'll be Olsen serving again, left to right on the serve to Savage. Front of the net, Horvath, right side, tipping it over is Coffee. That's going to be played at the net. Battle won by Coffee for a moment. Panthers recover. Left side, taps over the double block, digs Savage. Horvath with the pass set up to Reed, left side. Front of that, Panthers coming in from the 10-foot line. The kill attempt goes to Savage for the dig. Left side again, Reed over the double block. Dig Olsen, whistle goes. Point for DePaul. Net violation against the Panthers. 9-6 our score. The Blue Demons back up three. Kaylin Coffey to serve. The 6'3 senior from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. The right to left serve. Over the double block, Savage digs it. 10-foot line pass, Horvath coming in for the back line. Anderson! Trying to go with an authority kill there as that one pushed over the double block. Pancake attempts fail from Savage and Reed to get it. Ball falls, and it's 9-7. Boys are now back in. And in the serve now for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers is Kaylin Mongan, the 5'5 freshman, majoring in biomedical science. Left-handed, left-to-right serve to Anderson. To the right side for Boyser, pass up to the left side for Reed, pushes it over the double block. Panthers now to the left side again. Oh, and the battle there at the front, and then Horvath trying to go for the ISO block. Didn't have much of a chance on that one with the size advantage. As the Panthers now back within 1-9-8. Mongan serve left again. Reed near perch off the top of the tape to Olsen. Play now right side through the double block and down on the side of DePaul. Bridget Wallenberger with the kill, and we are all tied at 9. Another left to right serve to Anderson. Right side for Boyser, back to Anderson again behind the 10-foot line, and a dig there by Uzeldin. Play over the double block, and finding the open hole behind the double block of DePaul was Kylie Wilkes, and they take a 10-9 lead. And DePaul takes a timeout as they trail by one here in set two, 10-9. And we'll be right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel and on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Off the DePaul timeout, the UW-Milwaukee Panthers lead the Blue Demons by a score of 10-9 here in set number two. Glad you're with us on day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. Ryan Fay with you here on the broadcast inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Yeah, I want to shout out our great athletics communications crew for always doing an A-plus job everywhere and always doing the best accommodations and to the needs of everyone around. Greg Greenwell, the director, Pedro Tambasco, Emma Gresser, Alejandro Trevino, just to name a few. As that left-to-right serve goes into the side of the net of Kaylin Mongan. So off that service error, much-needed point for DePaul as it ties it up at 10. Yeah, we'll have our intermission coming up after the conclusion of set two. Kelsey Horvath back to serve for DePaul. The senior from San Diego goes right to left. Play now to the near perch for Wallenberger. Pass now for Horvath. Right side for Maxwell. Dig there by Usaldin towards the back. Pass now left side off the ISO block and almost caught there like a football was Horvath as she kind of got jammed up. Panthers take the lead 11-10 once again. They're up by one. Callie Wilkes to serve. Kaylin Schultz now comes back in at the front for the Panthers. Wilkes to serve, the 6'4 junior. A jump serve left to right to Anderson. 10-foot line center court. Now to the left side for Maxwell. Near perch over the double block, Dig Olson. Door, 10-foot line. Owen just short on that attempt there for the kill was Wilkes coming in for the back line. And we are all 11-11 squared up. Snake Eyes wild here in set two. Banez now comes in to serve. Reed comes out. Banez takes a few dribbles with a jump serve right to left. Play to the front of that from Dorda. Wallenberger, it stays in the back left corner of DePaul. Panthers back up again, 12-11. I think for the Panthers so far as they've really been able to find the open holes behind the blocks and block attempts of DePaul. As Wallenberger, with the left to right serve. Pass now near perch. Anderson. Good dig by the Panthers at 10-foot line. Comes right back to Anderson. Pass Horvath. Right side, Maxwell off the double block. Tipped up into the air by number 14 and Wilkes again. Dig Boyser. Horvath, quick setup for Coffee. It falls in. Rachel Brialt on that one. Rachel Brialt, the senior, tips that one right over. We're tied at 12. Haley Boyser back to serve. Or is it one of the more vocal senior leaders of this team? As that right's left serve goes to Dorp. Off that pass left side. Dig Boyser comes right back to the Panthers, however. Olsen sets up. Wallenberger left side off the double lock and out. Kaylin Schultz gets credit for the kills. It was set up to her on the left side. Panthers up 1, 13-12. On the serve, it's Dorr left to right. Banez from Boyser. Anderson, 10-foot line. Gets it over to Olsen. Sevna Heilemann near perch. Boyser keeps it alive. Anderson bumps it back in play. Horvath gets it over just behind the 10-foot line. Panthers at the front. Set up now right side. Dig Horvath, but way out of play it goes. And now the Panthers go back up to 14-12. Jen Dorr, left to right on the line drive, serve to Banez. Horvath pass set up now near perch. Anderson, Olsen with the dig. Dorr now sets up for Schultz, hits off of Boyser. Banez hustles back to get it, gets it back in play, and Maxwell bumps it over. Good play by the Blue Demons. Dorr set up, out of play it goes. So the hustle play pays off for DePaul, and they get the point. They're back within one, 14-13. Good play by Maxwell, backwards bump to get it over to start it off. And speaking of the junior, Maxwell, she's back to serve. Maxwell with the left-handed serve, right to left. Play at the front, punched over to Maxwell. Horvath set up Coffee. That one's going to fall. Late diving for that one was Heilemann. And we are squared away at 14. Timeout. Coach Johnson and the UW-Milwaukee Panthers as DePaul is trying to feel its groove once again. We're tied at 14 here in set number two. We'll be right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel and also ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest on all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
All squared away at 14 here in set number two. Timeout was called by the UW-Milwaukee Panthers and head coach Susie Johnson as DePaul starting to see deja vu of what happened in that first set when the Panthers just all of a sudden tried to run away with it in the first set, and they were successful on it. And now DePaul having a much better answer here in the middle stages of set two compared to what we saw from set one. As it's been a back and forth battle here, regardless of the set result from earlier. As the right to left serve from Maxwell as we get play back underway. Coming in from the back line, and Wilkes. Horvath, Anderson near perch. Blue Demons have the lead back. Point for DePaul. They're back in the lead, 15-14. It's Maxwell to serve. Up by one. Right to left to Olsen. It's Dorr. Pass at the front. Dig off of Maxwell. Boyser will not be able to get to it to the back wall, and we're tied up at 15. As Savage comes in for Maxwell. And for the Panthers, coming in and serving is Lexi Uselden. As Kylie Wilkes takes a seat. Uselden with the left-to-right serve to Savage. Oh, and she started to fall away from the ball coming towards her, that being Savage. And didn't expect it to be coming towards her, I believe. And the service ace puts the Panthers up 1-16-15. Uselden with the serve. Playing for Banez. Pancake attempt from Horvath fails, and a back-to-back aces for UW-Milwaukee. Puts their lead up to 2, 17-15. Zeldin left to right to Banez. Horvath near perch. Anderson off the double block. Panthers keep it alive to Dorr. 10-foot line near perch. That one out. And a point for the Panthers. They're claiming it was deflected off the ISO block of DePaul. 18-15. Another timeout call by Nadia Edwards and the Blue Demons. As they're looking for some answers here as they trail now by 3 just like that. Right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel and on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Chicagoland Sports Radio is your home for all the latest Chicago sports news. CSR is not only the home to the most entertaining and informative shows in Chicago, but covers all the top college and high school games as well. Big guests and bigger personalities, this is your home for the greatest debates in sports. Broadcasting live from State Street in the South Loop. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Yes! SportstownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportstownChicago.com, in a league of our own. Who's our baby? Who's our baby?
Panthers lead at 18-15 here in the second set. Over here, DePaul Blue Demons. Glad you're with us here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel. Also simulcast on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the broadcast. Here up top at the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Uselding the serve as they're up by 3. Goes to Banez. 10-foot line, Horvath. Near perch, Anderson. Good dig there by Dorr. Coffey taps it right down. Point for the Blue Demons. They're within 2, 18-16. Claire Anderson now to serve. Banez comes out for Reed, who's at the front. Anderson to Olsen. Dorr sets up right side. Answer there! Right at the ISO block at the net, Maya Reed. And DePaul within 1, winning that battle there against Carmen Heileman. Anderson to Uselding. Dorr set up. Oh, and a missed jump there. A hair late was Jess Callis. And we are tied at 18 just like that. So 3 unanswered points from DePaul causes UW-Milwaukee to take a timeout and try to figure things out. We'll stick with it here during this timeout. As for the Blue Demon squad, coming into 2017, returning 13 returners and 6 newcomers. The team had 7 Big East victories last season, which marked the best since joining the Big East in 2005. The preseason poll, they were placed 7th in the conference. Speaking of returning from last year, Brittany Maxwell an all preseason Big East member. Her season was cut short last year due to injury, but she's the, if not the one of the best offensive weapons that Coach Nadia Edwards has at her arsenal for her Blue Demon squad. So as we come in off of that timeout from UW-Milwaukee, we're all squared away at 18. Set one was taken by the Panthers by the score of 25-21. So the timeout has concluded. Claire Anderson ready to serve for DePaul. Right to left to Anderson on the serve. It goes to Olsen. 10-foot line set, door pass left side over the double block and down. With a big windup there for the kill, Kylie Wilkes, the 5'8 sophomore, puts the Panthers up 19-18. Olsen back to serve. Olsen, the libero in the black jersey for UW-Milwaukee here this morning. Left to right, it goes to Savage. Pass for Horvat, tapping it over Caitlin Coffey. Dig there by Heilerman. Pass left side for Wilkes. Dig by Savage. Horvath almost collides into Savage. It's coming in from the back line was Anderson, but she just hits it over the Panther back line and out. And the Panthers back up two now, just like that, 20-18. Olsen, left to right, to Boyser. Oh, a misplay from Boyser. She wanted to pass up ahead to Horvath, but she wasn't in the area. Service ace Panthers, 21-18 our score. DePaul trailing by three. Olsen, left to right to Savage. Horvath sets up, near perch, left side read, answered by the double lock, but it goes out of play. So the point for DePaul, 21-19, they're within two. So Maddie Torti, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, is now in and will serve. Coffee comes out. Torti, right to left on the serve, and she's going to get a service ace. Comes right in and contributes, and the Blue Demons within one, 21-20. Torti, the 5'11 sophomore from Leawood, Kansas. Jump serve again to Olsen. Door sets up for Wilkes. Left-handed hit up by Torti is not enough, as no one else can recover. And the Panthers lead back up to 22-20 as Torti and Coffey come out for the libero and Boyser. And now in serving, Kaylin Mongan, the 5'5 freshman from Germantown, Wisconsin. As Heilerman checks out, left to right serve, Anderson, Horvat, 10-foot line. Pass now, coming in from the back line, Anderson tapping it over. Door. Left side, Boyser with the dig, but it goes out into the crowd about three rows up. 23-20 Panthers. Panthers 2 points away from going up 2-0 in the match. Left to right serve to Anderson. Horvath sets up for Brielt. Answer there, Horvath can't get to the reaction either. And it is set point, Panthers 24-20. Set point. Savage at the back line. 10-foot line for Horvath. Play now left side. Reed at the 10-foot line, but way over the back line and out it goes. No deflection was called. And set number two concludes on that note as the Panthers take a 25-20 set victory and go up 2-0 in the match over the DePaul Blue Demons. It's time for our intermission. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll get you set for set number three in just a little bit. And the DePaul Blue Team Channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y conozcas muchas personas? El Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. Este programa especial te da el camino rápido a entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visita bionair.com. /Lombard y empieza tu carrera en broadcasting ya.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey.
Ooh, wow.
Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Everything DePaul Volleyball and DePaul Athletics. Follow the Blue Demons across multiple social media platforms. Follow DePaul on Twitter at twitter.com/DePaulAthletics and DePaul Volleyball at twitter.com/DePaul_VBall. Join in on the conversation using the hashtag DPUVB. Like DePaul on Facebook at facebook.com/DePaulBlueDemons and check out some of the sights and sounds around DePaul on Instagram by following them on Instagram at instagram.com/DePaulAthletics. Miss any of the action, subscribe to the Blue Demons on the YouTube channels at youtube.com/user/DePaulAthletics for highlights, features, and more. Back with you here to start the second set, or I should say third set, excuse me. First two sets taken by UW-Milwaukee by the scores of 25-21 and 25-20 in that order. As we come back from the intermission, we've seen great starts from DePaul in each of the first two, but have not been able to continue it into the middle and latter stages of each set. We're back to where we started for set one. DePaul in the royal blue, Haley Boys of the libero in the white for DePaul. They're going left to right here for set three, and the UW-Milwaukee Panthers in their white jerseys, yellow trim, yellow numbers, and their libero in Mikey Olson in the black jersey. They'll be going right to left. DePaul starts to serve here for set number three, and it'll be Kelsey Horvat to get it started here, the senior from San Diego, California. DePaul trailing two sets to none. They're going to need to muster a great comeback right here. Well, here we go for set three. Door sets up right side, but doesn't get it over and enough. And DePaul strikes first, 1-0 off the attack error. And glad you could join us here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on this morning's broadcast. Thank you for waking up and joining us for day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational as Kelsey Horvath gets a service ace, 2-0 Blue Demons for number two. And Kelsey, the 5'8 senior, taking the role of Colleen Smith this year. Colleen Smith graduated last year, one of the all-time great Blue Demon players. Certainly will have an effect on this program for the years to come, and a lot of players may come here because of the impact she made on this great program coached by Nadia Edwards. Horvath sets it up to Anderson as it plays to the right side of UW-Milwaukee, play to the near perch of the double block. Poyser can't get the dig, and the Panthers on the board now trailing 2-1. So Bridget Wallenberger with her first serve here of this third set, trailing by 1-2-1. Right to left serve goes to Anderson. Behind the 10-foot line, of Torvath with the pass. Left side for Maxwell over the double block, and a nice dig there by Wilkes. Play from the back line at the 10-footer. Wallenberger for the kill attempt. Horvath sets it for Priel, and off the iso block, and down on the Panther side it goes. Blue Demons back up two at 3-1. Priel gets it. Banias comes in for Reed, and the freshman Isabel Banias to serve. Bonnie is the 5'6 freshman who's been serving pretty well here over the last couple of matches from yesterday, last night against Army West Point, and here today. As a pass now left side off the double block, pancake attempt from Horvath fails. And the point for the Panthers, they're back within one, 3-2 our score. Into the game now is Heilemann for the Panthers at the front as Dorr comes out. And the right-to-left serve is just out to the left side of DePaul. Anderson let it go. Wise move by the sophomore. And off that service error, 4-2 now, Blue Demons. Haley Boys of the 5'3 senior. Left to right on this serve, just over the back line. And out. So the service error puts the Panthers once again back within one. Our score is at 4-3. Lexi Uzeldi now comes in and will serve. Uzeldi majoring in nursing at UW-Milwaukee. Right to left serve to Anderson towards the back. Left side for Caitlin Coffey. Sets it back up for Anderson. And it deflects on back in a kind of like a lean like Kareem hook shot attempt to slap it back over at the front was Jess Callis, the 6'2 senior, to tie it up at four here in this third set. Uzeldi with the serve to Banias. 10-foot line, Horvath. Near perch, Maxwell pushes it over to Olsen for the dig. Pass now from Dorr, right side over the iso block. Dig, Haley Boyser. Front of that for Horvath, scooping it right back over. Olsen, 10-foot line. And that one falling down and getting the kill, Kylie Wilkes. And the Panthers with three unanswered now as they take the lead at 5-4. Seldin serves it. Boys towards the back. Horvath at the front for Coffey. And that one just out to the right. And the Panthers now up by 2-6-4 early on. Seldin right to left. Banias passes it up to Horvath at the front. Left side now for Anderson. And a play there by number 8 in Dorr. Keeps it in play. Sent right back over. But a whistle goes. DePaul gets the point. Double hit's going to be called. As they got that one there on Dorr. So DePaul back within one. Score is still 6-5 in favor of UW-Milwaukee. Brittany Maxwell, the junior, to serve. Left-handed serve, left to right over. Play there to Olsen towards the corner. And Wilkes gets it back over. Banez, Horvath, Anderson left side. Answer by double block. Horvath keeps it in play to Boyser. Maxwell shoves it over. 10-foot line play for Dorr at the front. ISO block answered by Coffey. Back to the Panthers. Wilkes again. Dick Banez. Pass Horvath, 10-foot line. Maxwell off the double block. Deflects and down. It may have not been what DePaul would prefer, but they'll take the point, and we're tied at 6. Maxwell, the 6'3 junior from Macomb, Michigan. One of the big offensive producers for Nadia Edwards and the Blue Demons for the last couple of years. As that is almost going to be a service ace. Dorr does get it over. Owen Boyser, I don't think expected it to eventually come over to her side, but it did. And she was a hair late getting to it, diving in front towards the 10-foot line. And because of that, the Panthers back in the lead at 7-6. Olsen to serve, the libero for the Panthers. Right to left, Haley Boyser fronting that for Horvath, and pass now from Dorr to Wilkes over the double block and down. And the point will go to UW-Milwaukee as they take an 8-6 lead. Olsen standing serve into her own side of the net, so a service error for the senior. Puts DePaul back within one at 8-7. As Maya Reed comes in for Banez, Claire Anderson serving for DePaul. Anderson jogging serve left to right up to the line. As falling away on that one, hits off of Maxwell. Anderson hustling back for her, can't get there. And the Panthers lead up now at 9-7. And Kaylin Mongan now back in and serving. Mongan with her team up by 2, 9-7 in this third set. Mongan with the left-handed serve right to left. 10-foot line pass from Horvath, right in front there from Maxwell. Dig there at the back by Mongan, and that one is Wilkes with the kill. A very impressive kill there from the 5'8 sophomore. Placing it to the back corner, 10-7 Panthers. Mongan, Anderson to Boyser. Reed left side, double block. Back to Maxwell. Horvath 10-foot line right side. Coming in from the back is Anderson. To the corner, it's Mongan. Reed answers. ISO block kept in play there by Mongan. Or should say that's Dorr. As that one falls right in front of Boyser, Wilkes with the kill. And the long rally goes to the Panthers. Nadia Edwards calls a timeout. Hootrim trails by 4, 11-7 Panthers early on. We'll see if DePaul can get some momentum back on their side when we come back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's an 11-7 lead for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers over here to DePaul Blue Demons. Glad you could join us here on the DePaul Blue Tube and ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. As this is the first of two matches for both sides. The one we will have live for you later on tonight will be DePaul versus Northwestern, which is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. tonight. And come on back here for that one later on tonight. UW-Milwaukee will be taking on Army West Point at 4:30 later today. As the right to left serve for the Panthers, we get play back underway. Pass from Horvath to Reed on the left side. Much needed point for DePaul and a good setup there to Reed. puts the Blue Demons within three at 11-8. 11-8 our score. Maddie Torti now in and serving. Torti had a good set of serving earlier on in the closing stages of set two. As this one set up over the ISO block and down with authority, Bridget Wallenberger with the kill, 12-8 Panthers. And you may be able to see behind the scores table, Army West Point stretching and getting ready for their match against Northwestern. That'll be coming up after the conclusion of this match. Coming out to the McGrath-Phillips Arena for some great volleyball here on day two of the DePaul Invitational. See some great action from the Patriot League and the Big Ten. As coming in for that one was Anderson. Play at the front. Brielle to Boyser. Set up to Reed. Off the double block and out. So back-to-back sequences there for Meyer Reed. And it is 12-9. Panthers lead trimmed to three once again. Horvath with the serve. Left to right on it. Right side. Over the double block and down. Bridget Wallenberger emerging here in this third set. With a couple of nice kills for herself to contribute to the team's four-point lead that they have now at 13-9. Wallenberger with five kills as it's Anderson. Horvath at the 10-foot line, hustling that one to Maxwell left side. Wallenberger diving down for it, and it does get over. Reed off the top of the tape. Panthers scrambling around on back-to-back sequences. Maxwell keeps it in play. Horvath set up for Brielle, pushing it over. Kept alive by Dorr, left side. Anderson dig, comes right on back and down, set up in the wheelhouse. Caitlin Schultz, not much DePaul could do as they were sort of stuck in no man's land as that one was set up right into the bread and butter for Caitlin Schultz, the 6'4 junior. And it's 14-9 Panthers, their biggest lead of this set. Wallenberger to Anderson, and it just creeps over the top of the net onto the side of the Panthers who weren't prepared for it to come on their side. So a bit of luck there, perhaps, for the Blue Demons. And they're back within four at 14-10 as Banias checks in the serve as Maya Reed goes out. Banias, the 5'6 freshman, serves it left to right. Oh, that one took a funny hop there off of Wilkes. And she'll get it back off the setup, and it's dug by Boyser. Horvath sets up near Perch Maxwell off the double block. Wilkes again shoving it over. Two players to collide. Boyser, oh, she almost got it over off the scramble. Good hustle, though, by DePaul. Back to a five-point lead for UW-Milwaukee, 15-10. And it'll be Dorr to serve to Anderson. Horvath, Maxwell near perch and down. Nicely done by the junior, Brittany Maxwell, 15-11. Panthers lead cut to four. Haley Boyser back to serve. Where's the senior from Westmont, Illinois? Left to right. Olsen, front of the net, Dorr pass right side. And that one over the perch and out off the hands of Kelsey Horvath. And it's back to a five-point lead again, 16-11 UW-Milwaukee Panthers. Into the game now and serving is Lexi Uzeldin. Uzeldin, the 5'8 sophomore, right to left over to Anderson. Front of the net, Horvath, pass now near Perch. Maxwell with authority, the junior. Gets the 12th point for DePaul here in the third set. 16-12, still Panthers with the lead. Maxwell takes a few deep breaths. Left-handed serve, oh, and she serves it into her own side of the net. And a service error puts the Panthers again up 5, 17-12. Libero and Olsen now to serve. Majoring in occupational therapy is the senior from East Troy, Wisconsin. Hits off of Anderson. Horvath just scooping it right back on over. Taking matters into her own hands, the senior from San Diego. 17-13, the lead trimmed to four again for UW-Milwaukee. Out of the Horizon League, Claire Anderson serves it left to right over to Olsen. Play now for Dorr at the 10-foot line, set up for Wilkes. Coming in for the back line, hit up by Boyser. Maxwell in play, up and pushing it over is Claire Anderson. It's Dorr, left side, Wilkes over the double block, dig Anderson. 10-foot line pass, set up for Maxwell at the right side of the 10-foot line for them. Milwaukee again, That one out. Was it deflected? No, it was not. Point for the DePaul Blue Demons. As they are back within three. Timeout Panthers, 17-14. They still lead. DePaul coming on back, though, as they trail by three in this third set. And in the match, they're down two sets to none. We'll see if they can rally. We're right back here on the DePaul Blue Tick Channel and also on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, wow. Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
It's a 17-14 UW-Milwaukee Panthers lead over here to DePaul Blue Demons here in this third set. Panthers up two sets to none in the match. They won the first two sets by the scores of 25-21 and 25-20 in sequence. So to be clear, Anderson to serve off of the Panther timeout called by Coach Susie Johnson just a moment ago. Anderson with the serve left to right over to Olsen towards the back. Door sets up at the 10-foot line for Wallenberger. That one played all the way to the back wall off the Blue Demons and out. So a point for the Panthers, makes it 18-14. Kalen Mongan to serve. Mongan, the 5'5 freshman from Germantown, Wisconsin. Off the right to left serve to Maxwell. Horvath with the pass, left side front of that. Maya Reed hooking it on over. Door, right side set up there for Wilkes. Answer there by the block of Caitlin Coffey. Panthers lead trimmed to three, 18-15. Brielle comes in for Boyser, and Torti in for Coffey, and Maddie Torti back to serve. Torti, the sophomore, as I mentioned, celebrated her birthday yesterday. How about that, her birthday coming on the day of the home opener in the regular season for the Blue Demons here at the Invitational. As Wilkes now will pass it over to Dor to get it over to Reed. Horvath front of the net. Oh, and a quick set back over, set up for Wilkes to Brielle at the front. As Horvath sets it up for Reed off the hands of Olsen. Now Mongan will get it over to Useldin as DePaul answers it right back. As Brielle gets the kill there, and they're within two, 18-16. Northwestern now making its way into the building as they get ready for their match against the Black Knights of Army West Point. Maddie Torti to serve again. Left to right off the arms of Olsen. It's Dor, set up for Wilkes, off the double block. Trying to punch it up was Anderson, but the deflection she could not get to in time in front of her. And the Panthers back up three, 19-16. Now to be Kylie Wilkes to serve. Up 19-16 in this third set. Wilkes takes a few dribbles. Right-handed serve, right to left over to Haley Boyser. Front of that now for Horvath, tapping it back over. Door set up near Perch. Schultz gets the kill off the right hand of the senior Haley Boyser. It's 20-16. Panthers timeout, Blue Demons. As they're looking for answers here, not trying to get swept here in the first match of two they have today. It's 20-16 Panthers. We'll take a short timeout and come right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel, also simulcast on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
When it comes to sports, Chicago craves a winner. At IMS, we crave creativity. My name is Sam Panionovic. I'm an instructor in the Sports Emphasis program here at the Lombard campus, and I've been so impressed with the way our students attack their work. From TV reels to radio shows to play-by-play, our students are constantly challenged to create. It's a hands-on class focused around getting reps and experience. With a group of students that are willing to learn and improve, the product keeps getting better and better. I'm Sam Panionovic, and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest on all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
To 16, the UW-Milwaukee Panthers have the lead here in this third set. They're up two sets to none in the match so far. DePaul has work to be done if they want this match to continue. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on this morning's broadcast for day two of the 2017 DePaul Invitational. And the next match after this one is Army West Point taking on Northwestern. Talk about that in just a moment as Anderson is not going to be able to get it to Boyser Service ace Panthers 21-16. Again, the next DePaul match we'll have for you live here on the same channels. They'll be taking on Northwestern at 7:30 tonight. And we'll talk about the other matches in just a moment after this play as Wilkes gets it over to Anderson. Horvath sets up the pass, Maya Reed off of Wilkes and out. 21-17, DePaul within four as Horvath goes back to serve. It'll be Army West Point versus Northwestern after the conclusion of this match. And then at 4:30, it'll be these UW-Milwaukee Panthers taking on Army West Point at 4:30. And as we mentioned, the nightcap, Northwestern DePaul. As off the double lock and down, kill there from Wallenberger. 22-17, Panthers, they're up by five. And then 3 points away from closing out the match in three straight sets. Wallenberger right to left to Anderson. Kelsey Horvath, near perch setup, Reed with authority. Maya Reed, the senior from South Holland, Illinois. 22-18, Panthers lead cut to four. Reed comes out, Banya's in to serve. Banya's the 5'6 freshman. Banya's there to Wilkes. Door sets up near perch for Schultz over the double block and off of Boyser and down. Boyser unable to get to it, 23-18 Panthers. Carmen Heilman now in. Mangan comes out. And it's door to serve, right to left. It's Boyser. 10-foot line for Horvath. And that's a point for the Panthers. They're calling a double hit on Kelsey Horvath. Not pleased with the call. And just like that, 24-18, set match point, Panthers. Door with the serve to Boyser. Horvath, 10-foot line pass, near perch, Maxwell. It's off the hands of Dor on the dig. Play to the right side over the double block. Dig by Horvath. Boyser back to Maxwell to the right side. Dig there by Heilman at the back. Near perch, Schultz. Off the hands of Banez and down. And it's three straight sets and a match victory for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers as they take it in three straight sets by the scores of 25-21, 25-20. And in this third set, 25-18.